This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist Mark Williams. And that means we're going to be talking lots about trucks, pickup trucks. Pickuptrucks.com is the site that Mark is editor-in-chief of. So we're going to get the latest on the Ford Ranger and talk about the State Fair of Texas and some other happenings in the world of trucks. If you're a truck person, this is a golden opportunity for you to dial into us with any kind of question. The telephone number is toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can drop me an email anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, we go out to the Los Angeles area of California and bring forth a gentleman I had the pleasure of working with at Motor Trend, where he was not only a member of the Motor Trend staff, but also the editor-in-chief of Truck Trend magazine. Nowadays, you can find him as the number one guy, the editor-in-chief at Cars.com, and the gentleman's name is Mark Williams. Mark, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you, Bob. It's always great to hear your voice. Any chance I get to talk about pickup trucks, I will bend over backwards. So this should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Why don't we begin by talking about something I remember we talked about last year, but it just seems to be growing more and more on the important scale for truck makers and for the media, and that's the State Fair of Texas.
Yeah, it's a huge show. In fact, it's a fair that runs for almost a month. I think it's a little over 3 weeks, and then but a significant component of Mark Austin, all the big truck manufacturers bring these gigantic, put just about every single truck that they make in their lineup on display for the people that come to the fair. And it must be an incredible. I think the last numbers that I saw put it far and above 90% of all auto show attendance. So it's a spectacularly focused group of people. Obviously, Texas, the Dallas area in particular, very big pickup truck market and a lot of pickup truck fans there. So they essentially have an audience to show what the best technology and best new trucks they have to offer to I think millions of people end up coming through there over the course of that fair.
Absolutely, and the media these days, the manufacturers are very selective in where they unveil new product, as it costs an awful lot of money to do a North American or world debut at one of the big shows like Los Angeles or Detroit or Chicago or New York. But this show is equally as big, in some cases, a better fit for a truck manufacturer.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. As big as these automotive corporations are, they don't like to spend money where it doesn't give them a good return on their investment, obviously. And some of those auto shows can be very, very expensive to put on those displays. And then you're never really sure if that's having an impact on anybody as far as going out and buying a brand new vehicle. But at the State Fair, they've got people there that will direct you right to a local dealership and give you quotes if you're looking for a new vehicle, or even if you're trying to trade something in, so they can take advantage of how much more personal the State Fair is, and get people to dealerships that are closer to their location or get them to the best deal. So, but yeah, you're exactly right. You mentioned that the manufacturers are using the state fairs more often to release news, basically showing off what new special editions they have, or even in some cases, brand new vehicles altogether. And that's the same thing is exactly happening this year at the state fair as well, too. I think Chevy and Ford and Ram and Toyota and Nissan all had huge displays with tons of news that they were making on either special editions or new vehicles. Chevy showed us for the very first time their Colorado ZR2 Bison, which is kind of a partnership with a company called AEV, who can kind of heavy-dutyize and outfit the Colorado for backcountry exploration. So they take the ZR2, which is their absolutely best off-road vehicle, and they give it more skid plating, give it some custom wheels, an optional snorkel. They give it a unique front and rear bumper. And also it gets a unique grill on it, too. So it, for a little extra money, and they haven't let us know exactly how much money yet, but for a little extra money, you can get the ultimate off-road mid-sized pickup truck. And that's the first time that we had the chance to see that, was at the state fair.
That's a clever combination they're doing there, and continuing to expand the truck lineup, because I can imagine there might be a number of buyers in that mid-size truck category who would like a more extreme off-road machine. So it sounds like a win-win to me. Let's talk about one thing that we mentioned the last time you were here. Of course, the Ram has been significantly redone for 2019, and I believe the last time you were on, you were going off to officially get behind the wheel of the Silverado. How did that go?
Yeah, I tip my hat to your memory. That's actually a very, very good memory recall there. Yeah, we've gotten a chance to drive several different versions in several different states, actually, of that new 2019, which is all new, just like you mentioned. In fact, they've even got a new powertrain system that we talked about a little bit that is essentially just an integrated mild hybrid that allows the vehicle to get anywhere between 10 and 15% better fuel economy. But that's as impressive as that technology is. What's most impressive about these new Rams, and it defies description. So it's almost a crime to be talking to you on the radio without being able to show you pictures, or even better, without being able to have the truck right here so I can show you and walk you through. But the interior on the upper trim levels on these new half-ton Rams are absolutely spectacular. And I hate exaggeration. I hate highfalutin flowery language, but there really is no competition in the segment, I think, for what Ram is doing in the half-ton segment with their top-level trim packages, specifically on the interiors. They're limited. They're a Laramie Longhorn limited. Top-level premium trim packages just offer incredible materials and touch surfaces, real aluminum, brushed aluminum, and a huge, I don't know if you've seen pictures of this yet or if you had a chance to play with it, but this giant 12-inch Tesla-looking touch screen that they have to basically control everything inside and on this pickup truck, from the AC to the radio controls to navigation. You can do everything by touch on this gigantic screen that looks like, it looks like a very nice quality television. It's high definition, beautiful, bold colors, and I have no doubt that some aftermarket guy is going to figure out how, for just a little bit of money, you can get your favorite movie or DVDs or connect to Netflix right there on that screen.
Absolutely. Haven't seen it in person, only in pictures. I can't wait to actually try it out. We're going to take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, we're only in first gear. We're just getting started. Mark Williams is with us from PickupTrucks.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America via great radio stations around the world via GCNLive.com. I'm Bob Long, along with the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. And before we talk to Mark Williams about the upcoming new Ford Ranger. Mark, why don't we shine the spotlight here a little bit on PickupTrucks.com. Tell our listeners who perhaps haven't had the chance to check it out what they can expect and what kind of goodies you got up there now, and maybe hint about stuff coming around the corner.
Well, a lot of the stuff that we have up right now is just like we mentioned, directly from the State Fair of Texas. One of the bigger pieces of news is that Toyota, on both of their pickup trucks, the Tacoma and the Tundra, they're offering a brand new trim package, and it's relatively a high value, so it's not very expensive, and has a very cool look. They're calling it the SX Tacoma and SX Tundra. And it essentially kind of delivers that similar midnight or blackout theme that's so popular nowadays. But it offers a ton of stuff on both vehicles, as standard equipment, and pretty much everything that Toyota is selling now has more safety equipment than just about any other manufacturer. So that's one thing that's a very big deal on our site right now. It's getting a lot of reaction from our readers. The other thing is we just had the sales numbers come out for the end of September, which is interesting only because General Motors has decided several months ago, and I'm sure you heard about this and saw this, and it didn't register very well with mainstream media, but for us on the pickup truck side of the world, it made a huge impact. General Motors stopped reporting their sales numbers for their entire lineup, so cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, vans, everything. They stopped reporting on a monthly basis and only report their sales numbers on a quarterly basis. So the September sales is essentially the end of quarter number three for 2018. So we got all the numbers from General Motors as well as all the other manufacturers that still do report on a monthly timetable. So we were able to see and compare how all the manufacturers are doing. And there's relatively very little change, but it looks like GM is trying to become more efficient and focused in where they're selling their vehicles and not selling as many fleet vehicles, which they don't sell for a significant profit, and they're trying to push more and more of their vehicles on the retail side at their dealerships where they make the most profits. And it looks like they're making a lot of money and they're making it work, but Ford is still outselling everybody with the F-Series, even if you add in, actually that's not true, if you combine the GMC Canyon and the Chevy Colorado along with the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra total numbers, General Motors sells more pickup trucks on a monthly and quarterly and most likely by the end of the year as well basis, that they're going to be the number one pickup truck seller by the end of the year. So they're doing good things there, and they're selling a lot of pickup trucks. So that's big news for us. So if you're not that interested in that kind of game, then you know maybe you wouldn't be that as excited or geeked out about it as I am. But but it's going to come right down to the wire. We're going to see how close Ford can get to GM by year end.
And it certainly has been a good year for the auto manufacturers, not the record years that we've seen in recent times, but it is once again the pickup trail, the pickup truck sales that are driving the economy here. They're the ones that are going out the door with a sold sticker on them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's kind of the, I wouldn't call it a dirty little secret, but it's definitely a well-kept secret that literally companies like Ford, like General Motors, like FCA, if they didn't have their half-ton pickup trucks or their full-size pickup truck sales, those companies could not exist. They wouldn't have enough money to keep the doors open. The cars aren't selling. Sedans, I mean, even Ford has made the announcement. They're going to stop selling sedans, and they're going to focus on crossovers, pickup trucks, and SUVs because that's where the money is. So, if you took away F-150 sales or took away Silverado half-ton or Ram half-ton sales from their parent companies, those companies would crumble because those vehicles are making the profits that are keeping and subsidizing other nameplates for those companies. It's a spectacularly huge and important issue to have a good selling pickup truck in your portfolio right now, because if you don't, you better have some great selling Civics or Accords or Camrys or Corollas that can sell hundreds of thousands a year, but they're not making the profits that a fully loaded Ford F-150 is, or a fully loaded High Country Silverado half ton. And because of those high price tags and those $10,000, $12,000, or $15,000 profit margins that those pickup trucks have, those manufacturers are benefiting.
Wow.
But but if those sales start nosediving, I think we're going to see an industry going through some huge contractions.
Yeah, that's quite the markup when you stop and think about it. $10,000 to $12,000 per unit. No wonder the manufacturers just love the trucks. There's no question.
That's true. And you know how much they cost. You can get a fully loaded half-ton pickup truck for $60,000 or $70,000. Then if you're looking at a one-ton that's going to be towing, you know, a magnificent trailer, you can get those things decked out to $80,000 or $90,000.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. The new Ranger. Everybody is eagerly anticipating the new Ranger from Ford. And I understand that we're going to actually see a Raptor variant as well. Tell us more.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no official statement from Ford on that yet. However, they do sell. This is a Ranger that they sell in other global markets, specifically Australia, South America, but in Australia and in some of the Asian countries as well, too. It does incredibly well and has a wonderful markup for Ford as well, too. So the vehicle already exists in other markets. Now the U.S. is getting the Ranger to come here or drag their feet long enough, but this is the return of the Ranger. That they've finally concluded that this mid-size segment might see some enough growth that it's going to justify bringing this back and building it in the U.S. But, it's like the worst-kept secret in the auto industry, that there's no doubt in my mind that maybe in less than a year after we see these first Ford Rangers get into dealerships, which should happen probably by December or January of 2019, December of 2018 or January of 2019, they'll be available, but the Raptor's coming.
Hold on, the Raptor's coming, not only in regular form, but now Ranger form. We're going to have much more with Mark Williams from PickupTrucks.com. That's all coming your way straight ahead right here on Auto World. If you want to get in, 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Mercell Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Mercell Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit MercellMedia.com. MercellMedia.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A tragic story out of upstate New York. A stretch limo carrying members of a wedding party crashed Saturday afternoon in the town of Schoharie, leaving all 18 of the people in the limo dead. Two bystanders were also killed. NTSB Chairman Robert Simwalt says several factors will be looked at in the crash.
highway crash reconstruction, survival factors, vehicle factors, including the mechanical condition of the limo, any roadway factors, and the emergency response.
But a state police spokesman says the limo driver ran a stop sign and hit a parked SUV. In Haiti, at least a dozen people are dead following a 5.9 magnitude earthquake in the northern part of the island. There was no tsunami warning, but there have been a couple of aftershocks. Nearly 200 injuries were reported. Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, is still recovering from the catastrophic 2010 earthquake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
We're talking everything pickup truck with editor-in-chief of pickuptrucks.com, Mark Williams. Pickuptrucks.com is all a part of cars.com, and Mark is the number one guy there, and he's giving us the inside scoop on the new Ranger. It's on the way, along with a Raptor variant. Eventually, it hasn't been officially announced, but we can trust Mark and his sources, and no doubt this is going to happen. Let's talk a little bit more about, I've got a couple of questions during the break here. I got one from KEYS in Corpus Christi, Texas, and the gentleman's name is Peter, and Peter wants to know a price range for the Ranger. Has there been any official price announced? What is Mark's opinion of how much this new Ranger is going to cost? He says, I've owned several old Rangers, hated to see it go away, glad to see it coming back, but how much is this going to cost?
Yeah, I think nothing's been announced yet. It won't be officially announced with all the pricing until, I think, December is about the time frame we're going to start getting actual pricing numbers. But I can practically guarantee, is that a thing? I can almost guarantee that it's going to be directly competitive with the Chevy Colorado and certain versions of the Toyota Tacoma. The Tacoma is obviously the giant player in the segment, the midsize segment. It sells almost 2-to-1 with the entire rest of the segment. So that's the big number one seller. But I think Ford is going to be very aggressive with their pricing and packaging. They're only going to offer 3 trim levels, and at least initially, it's only going to be offered with one engine as well, too. A 2.3 liter EcoBoost engine, a very similar, if not identical, engine that we see in the Mustang. So it's a four-cylinder engine with a turbocharger on it. And the only numbers that they've given us on the engine, they haven't given us exact horsepower numbers, but they've given us the torque number, and they say that's going to be about 310 foot-pounds of torque, which is going to provide plenty, if not the most, I think, just off the top of my head, that's the most torque available on any gas engine for that midsize segment. Only the 2.8-liter Duramax engine for the Colorado and the Canyon offers more torque at almost 370 foot-pounds of torque. But we're not going to get pricing until closer to the actual on-sale date, but I guarantee you it will be aggressive and directly competitive with the Chevy Colorado.
Yeah, I like that 2.3-liter EcoBoost in Mustang guys, and nowadays they only sell, you know, really two high-performance Mustangs plus the Shelbys, but when your base Mustang with a four cylinder is putting out 350 or so horsepower and some really good torque numbers, things are going well, and I can see that that engine is going to make an excellent choice for the Ranger, and nobody's going to be complaining about that one, Mark.
Well, I can't wait to get some time behind the wheel of that thing, too. They've released some payload and towing numbers, and they look very impressive. I think more than 1,800 pounds payload, maximum payload capacity for the Ranger, which I think is more than any other vehicle in that segment. Now, that probably is for a two-wheel drive, extended cab version, but towing numbers for a 2.3-liter four-cylinder engine is 7,500 pounds. So you know that there's a lot of power coming out of that four-cylinder, just like you say.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Here's another question. I've gotten this one before and kind of dodged it a little bit, but perhaps you know more about it than I do at this particular stage. Got a question from New Hampshire, and the question is from Kevin in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening off the Salem radio station, our affiliate there in Salem, New Hampshire. And he wants to know what Mark can tell us about the much-promised pickup truck from Jeep.
It's coming, and we've seen tons of spy photos, and I've gotten a lot of unofficial emails and phone calls from people who I will never name in my lifetime that we know it's coming, and we know it's going to be pretty impressive. If you have any liking or lust after this brand new generation Wrangler, you're going to like the pickup truck a great deal, I think. It's going to have a lot of the same interior details and features, maybe even some similar trim packages. But the suspension is going to be, you know, pretty much Jeep. I'm not exactly sure if they've finally decided on whether they're going to offer both a leaf spring and a coil spring variant for the Jeep, but they're playing around with the idea. But then again, we're also hearing that the possibility exists that Ram is going to come to market with their own midsize eventually, and they'll get a variant of probably this very same platform. So maybe Jeep gets the Jeep pickup gets the coil spring, so it's coils at all four corners, and then maybe the Ram gets leaf springs and maybe a little more payload, maybe a little more towing capacity out of those leaf spring suspensions. But it's coming. I think the first time we're going to see it, and don't quote me on this, but if we don't see it at SEMA, which is usually at the end of this month, so right around Halloween, then we're very likely to see it at the LA Auto Show, which is, mid-November, closer to the end of November. Or maybe they'll save the big bang for Detroit, but I'm guessing they're going to have a couple of other big surprises for us at Detroit, so it wouldn't surprise me if something at LA.
And speaking of Detroit, I got to get with Paul Eisenstein. I know we're all set for 2019, but I may have mentioned to you this before, but are seriously considering, supposedly it was a done deal, that the Detroit Auto Show was going to move for 2020 and go forward as an event held in the month of June or the month of October, which would be a welcome blessing for all journalists concerned. But all of a sudden, it was one of these things that was red hot, and then all of a sudden everybody's gone quiet.
Oh, interesting. That's always very telling when things go quiet, isn't it? That's true. But I mean, from our perspective, you and I have spent more than enough time in January in Detroit or anywhere near, you know, that part of the country at that time of the year, and I would vote, you know, every possible opportunity I could get for an October or a June. I'd love the idea of June. They could make it basically like a whole week of car shows. They could do stuff outside and inside, not keep us locked up inside the convention center.
Yeah, no, that's really true. And for a city on the rebound, it certainly would be a much better time of the year to be showing that city off. So there's still hope. We'll have to find out a definitive answer one of these days soon. Every time you mention the word Ram, the visions of that Tesla-like control, almost looks like an iPad in the center stack there, just dances through my head. I know you've had some seat time with the vehicle, so as you said earlier, controls the HVAC, and it controls the navigation, settings, and the I'm sure the infotainment settings as well. Is there anything trucky that it brings into the mix?
That's a very good question. As far as the screen, and I don't mean to spend so much time on the interior. That actually grates against my truck guy, you know, hormones.
Yeah.
I mean, I would much rather talk about, you know, live axles and tow ratings and GCWs and all that stuff. But they've done such an amazing job with this new interior that it absolutely deserves an individual call out.
It sure does. Hold that thought. More with Mark straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Every now and then, any auto manufacturer will have a misstep. And Mark, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com is with us, Mark Williams. And Mark, I just so happened to be behind a Lincoln Blackwood the other day.
Yes.
And it still looked pretty good. I mean, those were pretty pricey, as I remember. But what went wrong with the Blackwood? What do you think? I mean, at the time, Cadillac had the kind of gussied up Chevrolet Avalanche, there's no other way to
sure.
put it. Kind of a crossover
yeah.
pickup. What do you think went wrong?
Well, I give the manufacturers a lot of credit, especially when you look back historically, and that's you're going back a ways. What is that, 20 years ago, or almost 20 years ago, I think,
yeah, hard
you're
to
talking
believe.
About the Lincoln Blackwood. But Chevy did the same thing. GM did that with Cadillac. Exploring and trying to figure out the data that a lot of the marketing people were getting, that people were willing to pay for unique and good quality products, which they naturally thought from Ford, well, if we just add something a Lincoln and give it, you know, a little more chrome and something shiny and maybe something a little bit unique, then we should be gold here, right? And the same Cadillac had the same ideas and attitudes at the same time too. But my personal opinion, I don't know anything about the marketing data or any of the research. I don't think I've ever talked to anybody who's actually owned the Lincoln Blackwood to find out. But my guess is they weren't enough of a real pickup truck for those people. So those Lincoln Blackwoods were sold with a very clumsy and awkward bed cover. So it essentially eliminated the possibility of you putting anything bigger in there than some small tools or a bike slid in sideways. I think they also offered it with a carpeted interior bed to make it look basically like a big trunk. So pickup trucks don't offer big trunks on their vehicle. If you want a big trunk, go buy a big, huge, giant sedan with a huge, giant trunk, if that's what you want, a big trunk. So So I don't know. They did look weird. They had the decals on the side that made it look like they had wood paneling on the side, which
yes.
I guess harkened back to the old Lincolns and the old design cues from way back when. But, yeah, you just don't see a lot of those anymore. You should have flagged that guy right down there and done a quick interview.
Next time I see that truck, he's getting pulled over.
There you go.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that are around the corner for PickupTrucks.com. I know you're constantly working on stuff, and there's lots of embargoes and stuff that you can't tell us about, but if there's anything you can share with myself and our listeners, that would be great.
Well, I can talk to you a little bit about a big story that we've just finished doing, and it's probably going to take us several weeks to put together and finally get on the website. And it's probably the biggest story that we've done in a couple of years. So it's taking all the half-ton pickup trucks in the segment and competing them in a head-to-head competition. So there's a lot at stake. I mean, that's a segment of the auto industry that is several hundred thousand, you know, if not a half a million units by year end, maybe more in some cases, depending on how good the year is. But we had a 2019 Ram 1500 Longhorn, Laramie Longhorn, and then we had the new Chevy Silverado, 2019 Chevy Silverado half ton High Country, so they're top of the line. Trim package, which is completely brand new with a completely brand new vehicle. We also had the GMC Sierra half ton in SLT configuration. So that's kind of their mid trim package level. And they also equipped the vehicle that they sent to us with their heavy duty towing package. So that's a bigger, stronger rear axle and also several, I think, better gearing. And both of the Chevy and the GMC had the brand new 6.2 liter V8. So that's an engine they've had before, but it's packed with all sorts of crazy cylinder shutoff technology that makes it, in some cases, a one cylinder, and in other cases, a seven cylinder, in some cases,
wow,
a three cylinder. And it does it all instantaneously, completely without any of your knowledge or awareness that it's going on. Those made it with the 10 speed transmission, which is also the 10 speed transmission that we had in the new F-150 that we had as well, too. That was a Lariat trim package. So it had the big towing mirrors, a mid-level Lariat trim package. So it had a very nice price advantages, but still about $63,000, I think, for a mid-level F-150 with all sorts of great technology and a towing gear on it and a 360 camera available on it. And then the last vehicle that we had in the competition was the Nissan Titan, the 2019 Nissan Titan Pro 4X. So not a lot of changes for this, but they have some very cool interior upgrades that they have. And the only vehicle that we didn't have accept our invitation for this half-ton shootout was Toyota. Tundra doesn't have anything new except for the trim package that we've already talked about, but this was kind of a best-of-the-best competition, and they decided not to send us a competitor for that event. So that's a test that we're probably going to do probably the first or second week of November. So we should circle back and talk about that truck test once we can tell you exactly how it settled out.
That's definitely going to be a heated contest. It's going to be very interesting to see your information, your takeaways from all the seat time that you're putting in all those vehicles. And as you pointed out, you know, it sometimes takes a couple of weeks to put together a story. Lots of people who are not writers do not realize that. You know, they think you just jump on your laptop and bang out the story and there you go. But it's a multiple week process, and then photography. This is not as easy as it looks, folks.
And you know, it takes a lot of planning to get to that point to where we can we collect all the data and numbers, and the judges get to assess all the vehicles. Then we have to sift all that out and to be able to tell the story in an easy to read fashion.
And that's what we can look forward to coming up here in early November. This is going to be a big story, so you're going to want to check it out. One more question has filtered in here, and it is on, that's kind of a Ford question. The gentleman's name is Willie, and Willie is in Texas. Willie says he's been a proud owner of many Ford F-150s, doesn't have the aluminum bodied one yet. Does he have anything to worry about?
I think there was a lot of skepticism, especially in the auto repair industry, but just generally in the auto industry, on what the shakeout was going to be with insurance rates and repair costs and time frames. But as near as we can tell, with what's kind of settled out over these last couple of years, there's even a second generation aluminum F-150 out right now. There's been literally no change and no issues that we've heard about in regards to the fact that Ford has gone to the aluminum as opposed to the sheet metal. All the manufacturers are using a lot of aluminum. Chevy made a big deal in their advertising about what can happen if you throw a very heavy-duty tool chest in the bed of an aluminum pickup truck bed. And those are issues that everybody probably has to figure out for themselves. Maybe the solution is just to put a spray on bed liner, then you don't never have to worry about that. But as far as body repair costs and long-term issues with the vehicle, we haven't heard that there's any issue with that decision that they've made at all. In fact, all the heavy-duty trucks are aluminum now, too. That should tell you something.
Yeah, Willie, that should put your mind at ease. Well, Mark, as usual, every time you're with us, time just flies, and we're definitely going to have to circle back with you within the month or so to find out all about the findings of that story you're putting together. And it's getting to be that time of the year, too. Don't know if I'll be able to make it to SEMA, but we'll have to get your report on that as well.
I think I'm going to have to show up with a couple of pickup trucks to your door, and then we can go out and have some fun.
I like the way you think, my friend. Very good. All right. Thank you, my friend. There he is, Mark Williams, editor-in-chief, pickuptrucks.com. Just check it out on the web, pickuptrucks.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.